Okay, well, thank you.
Did you enjoy the heat?
Yeah, it's good. Good for us. It's pretty hot in Denver, to be honest with you, right now. So I think it's good for both teams.
Benefit, Mike, of working out against these guys under these conditions?
Well, in your third week of two-a-days, it's always nice working against somebody else. You get a real good feel for your own personnel. To go against somebody different is a plus. And then to go against a different scheme, both offensively and defensively, I think helps both teams.
Also helps when the opposition doesn't know what's coming. I mean, a lot of times your guys know everything. There are no more secrets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is get them ready for everything. They get a good feel what we do offensively and defensively. In your third week of camp and going through 17 OTA days, they get a very good feel, not only about what you're doing, but the personnel doing it. So to go in these conditions is really a big benefit, I think, for Dallas and ourselves.
What is it about this 3-4 that you wanted to see in practice?
Well, we work against 3-4 all through the preseason. Our first three games are 3-4 teams. You know, we'll see it a number of times this year. I mean, just the opposite for Dallas. They see a number of four-man fronts this year. So both teams get to work against things that they're going to see during the season, not necessarily what their offense or defense uses. We use a little bit more zone blocking scheme than Dallas does. Dallas uses a little bit more power and counters than we do. So it's good for both defenses and offenses to see a little different look. Well, you know, obviously, you know, we've done a lot since the end of the season relative to Darren Williams and Damian Nash. And I'm not going to get into detail right now exactly everything we have done, but I can guarantee you that there's a lot of thought that went into it. Obviously, there's a lot of emotion behind our football team toward both players and obviously toward this season as well and their memory.
Anything you can tell us about Girardi?
Now, when I know something about Girard, definitive, I'll let you guys know.
Was the last time you were down here was for Darren's funeral? Is that correct?
Yes.
Is it surreal at all to be back? That was 6 or 7, 4 or 5 months ago, whatever it's about.
Well, anytime you have a young man that passes away at 24 years of age, obviously it's a very tough situation for every member of this football team. And obviously his family's around here, and hopefully we'll play very well. So there's a bunch of questions about Darren Williams and Damian Nash this season, and we can honor their memory as best we can.
Mike, when do you expect to have Girard's situation resolved?
Like I said, as soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Mike, will Darren's mom be coming today, tomorrow, or at the game?
I really don't know, to be honest with you. She obviously has been invited. You know, she's still going through a very tough time watching us play, and she's going to be at a game this season. We'll honor her and Damian Nash's mom as well.
Defensively, there's some people around here looking to see some big things from the Cowboys. What are your thoughts on how they look today?
Well, I think, you know, the Cowboys are, you know, one of the few teams that have the opportunity in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. You know, I look at probably five of them. I won't obviously call off all their names, but Dallas Cowboys got a very strong football team offensively and defensively, and it's great to work against them.
Mike, how competitive in a practice situation like this do you think it gets between players on different teams?
I think we're pretty small. Well, obviously, they're very competitive guys if they want to be out here. But at the same time, we understand we're servicing each other. It's a practice format. It's not a live game situation. And a game situation where everybody's going full speed, much different than this. I think we got two class organizations that know how to work against each other. And I'd be surprised if anything pops up.
Have you talked to the players at all about the Darren Williams situation since this is the first time as a team you've been back in the area?
Yeah, we've talked about it many a times.
How do you think they're coping with
it? Well, very well. Very well. As good as possible under this circumstances. You know, we've talked about it quite often. And as you mentioned, it's almost brought up every day over the last 3 or 4 days. And obviously coming back here, you know, his home and obviously his family is in this area, and we're going to embrace his memory as much as we can and at the same time go about our business.
How close an eye do you keep on Javon and how he's having to handle this unique situation?
Javon's handled very well. You know, there's a number of people that have been in this situation before. Obviously, it's very tough to go through, and Javon's handling it as well as anybody could possibly handle it under these circumstances.
What did you think about your first gander at Jason Garrett's offense, coach?
Good. You know, it's got a good reputation. I've heard a lot of great things about him. I really don't know him, but the people that I know that have been around him speak the world of him. It looked like they're doing a heck of a job.
Were you picking his brain out there, Coach? I saw you have a one-on-one with him.
With who?
With Romo.
With Tony Romo? See, these Eastern Illinois University Panthers got to stick together. There's not a lot of guys in the NFL, so it was good to get a chance to talk to him.
Who is the best graduate in the NFL from Eastern Illinois? You, Sean Payton, or Romo?
I don't know. We'll find out. History will tell. It's good to have a few Panthers in line. I talk to Sean quite often, and I was with Tony in Tahoe, and two great guys. I'll be honest with you, I hope both of them get in the Hall of Fame someday.
Coach, in a normal practice, emotions can boil over, result in a skirmish, whatever. You think that there's even more of a chance of that going against another team. Is that something you addressed beforehand?
Oh, yeah, we talk about it. You know, we understand, as I mentioned before, I wasn't sure if you were here, but we got two class organizations. They know that we're servicing each other. This is a positive for both teams. Obviously, emotions are going to show up every once in a while, but I believe our players have enough class and obviously understand the business to give a little bit, and I'll be surprised if this is not a perfect working relationship.
What do you think are Romo's strengths? Get the chance to see him up close.
Romo?
Yeah.
First of all, he went to Eastern Illinois University. That's a big strength to start off with. He's a football player. I mean, you can see it. The way he handles himself, the confidence level, reads defenses extremely well. He's got a great sense of timing, and he'll be a great quarterback for a lot of years.
How hard did you guys try to sign him as an undrafted free agent?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I tried to sign him very hard. I mean, I really liked him coming out of school. In fact, we offered him $20,000, and Sean offered him $10,000. And to show you my recruiting ability, Sean beat me, and I offered twice the amount of money. So that really disappointed me at that time. And in fact, I asked Tony not too long ago, I said, tell me, I said, how could you go to Dallas? And at least he said the right thing. He said, Coach, he said, I thought I had a much better chance to make the team there than I did at your place. So he's a politician as well. Okay,
like
thanks.
You stated,